May the Lord strengthen and give you courage, dear family, even to exploring the truth about the light of your life. Jesus is concerned for the covens that come here at night to the refuge. He loves them and is deeply troubled about their future, which may soon come to an end on this earth. Lord, what would you like to say to our neighbors? Jesus began, I am so glad you asked me, beloved. Yes, it is time to give serious love to these lost souls. They have no idea of who they are serving. Many signed on for power, but the day will come when they are abysmally weak, forever incarcerated in bodies on fire. Claire, how can you not have compassion for these I love and mourn for? I need all lovers of me to care as much as I care for every Satanist and New Ager on this earth. Ask for this love, and I will give it to you. Lord, for your sake, I want to love them. Please give me this gift. Jesus continued, it won't be easy, and you may not see any result. Carrying my cross for them is no small matter, but I know that for the love of your Savior, you will do this kindness for me, and I will give you all the grace you need to touch their hearts. So let us begin. Jesus continued, my children who have chosen the dark side, you are not fully aware of this fallen angel's agenda for you. Consider AI and how it knows exactly how to target people's emotional responses, because this indeed is a taste of what this angel is capable of. Satan knows all your buttons, and why shouldn't he? He set you up to respond to him from your mother's womb. He was the one that inspired drunken, brutal beatings your mother went through, your brothers and sisters suffered through, and the betrayals and poverty of your family. He knows every nerve ending in your brain and body, and he plays it like Yasha Heifetz played his violin. This is why you cannot penetrate deeper into his motives for you. He embodies the genius of the angelic hosts of heaven. I'm telling you this because you have no idea of the depths of his deceit. As a result, you feel drawn to his promises to give you every conceivable carnal satisfaction and supernatural skill one can have while on this earth. He is the embodiment of carnality and rules the senses of his subjects as if they were preschool toddlers. I'm telling you this so you can go deeper in your understanding of exactly who you're working for. But there is hope to discover more about this angel. Many of you are Sephardic Jews and have ancient roots in spiritual understanding from your Middle Eastern lineage, which was exposed to Babylonian mysticism, as well as Mesopotamian, Egyptian, and the Kabbalah supernatural practices. But far and above these skills, there is one kernel that touches the heart, the source of life. I am genuine love, the one who designed you in your mother's womb. This feeling can be approximated by certain controlled energy waves, as you well know. But never will it touch you with the love I have for you. That is unattainable to Satan and his minions, but easy for the triune God who formed you in your mother's womb. And this is what you are missing in your life with the love I have for you. It brings healing, wisdom, and peace. I'm not talking about the love your mother or your coven has for you, because as you all well know, there's always someone plotting and competing against you to get more power and demonstrate superior strength. There's always competition to move to the top and gain supreme control, to be Satan's little pet. One more sacrifice of someone you love or something you love to attain more power. But I do not play that card with my people. Rather, I protect your loved ones, unless you, with your very own mouth, not realizing, speak a negative word over them that opens a door. When there is a painful sacrifice in your life, it is for your ultimate good, and you will see them again in heaven. Yes, there is the promise of restoration and eternal happiness. But seriously, what exactly do you have to look forward to when you die? How can you know for sure that this powerful angel is telling you the truth? A tree is known by its fruits. A good tree cannot bring forth rotten fruit, and a rotten tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Ask yourself, what is he training you to do? Is he capable of bringing forth new life? Or must everything begin with me first, and then he alters it? Does he teach you to know the truth so you can make solid choices? Or does he teach you to mislead yourself and people and turn them against one another? Does he bring happiness and peace around you, or fear and trembling? I teach you how to repair and do things that will last. So what happens when he gives you an assignment and you fail? Does he come and comfort you and instruct you on what went wrong and encourage you to try again? Or does he impose a painful punishment that leaves you feeling weaker and more of a failure than you ever were before? Think it through, my loved one. What is his mode of operation? Is it threats and fears, or encouragement and help for your next try? Here's a simple quote from John Ramirez, the powerful witch in New York. Satan came to him every night like a father with instructions and affection. John's father was a brutal warlock who never said anything kind to his son. He beat him mercilessly and brought him to desperation. Satan knew this, so he played that card, and there was nothing John wouldn't do for him. But John became tired one year and asked Satan, his father, for time off. And what happened next was so cruel. Satan struck him blind for one year, humiliated. He couldn't see to do anything and was led around by his grandmother. If any of you have seen a Chosen series by Dallas Jenkins, you've experienced the most accurate portrait of my personality and way of leading that I employed that has ever been done to date. I was gentle and compassionate. Instead of kicking Mary Magdalene out of my circle when she fell, I forgave her and welcomed her back in. For those that sinned and contracted a leprosy, I healed them, asking for nothing in return but to sin no more. The healing was done out of compassion and love, never out of any kind of personal gain or recognition. I challenge you to research me and Satan. I make a decision based on historical facts, not opinions and propaganda. You will know a tree by its fruit. This is a measurable reality, so you can make an informed decision. I bless you in your search for truth.